This Cooking with Paula podcast was homegrown, carefully marinated and pan-fried with not a mention of an air fryer. And if you weren't quick enough to write down this week's recipe, this is for you. Paula has the pan on and the lovely crispy spuds. So it's a Spanish dish. It's garlic pork pinchos and patatas bravas. So pinchos is just another word for
tapas. But it's a Basque, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they're normally quite small. So these are wee kebabs. Pork kebabs. So you use pork fillet. You could use bits of chop, but I quite like that. They're quite heavily in the garlic.
Right.
Right. So the marinade for them is honey, sherry vinegar, which I love. Sherry vinegar is one of those things, isn't it? You tend to, you know, you always do the balsamic. But
I have sherry nice vinegar, but it's down the back of the thing. It's probably ancient sherry vinegar at this stage. What does sherry vinegar become when it's sitting for 5 years?
It'll be all right, I think.
Still be all right?
Yeah. Be grand.
Yeah.
Be fine.
I mean, the
don't
point of
worried.
It is, I suppose, that it is. It's vinegar.
Don't be
worried. It's
meant to be vinegar. Sure,
what's
sure, sure.
Right.
I think they go sometimes go a bit cloudy.
Yeah.
Maybe don't use
the top gets a bit sticky.
Yeah. Right, but
I'll let you know if I'm here next week.
Well, no.
You'll know it worked
out
okay.
What's happened.
And if I'm not,
we'll know
you'll know
why. Good. Yeah. So look, what I did was I just got some potatoes, queens.
Mm-hmm.
They're good at the moment. You know, they're just those just
perfect.
Can't beat
them.
I love them. Just give them a bit of a scrub. Cut them up.
Don't peel them.
No, definitely don't peel the queens now, because they're not mashers.
They're wee,
skins. Got that lovely thin skin, and just, you know, steam them, boil them, douse them with butter, you're good to go. You know, but what I did was just scrub them, slice them into cold water. Always start your spuds in cold water. And then put them on a nice, like a simmer.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a few sprigs of rosemary in with the water as well.
Ooh.
Which is nice. And then just a simmer until they're just done. And then drain them and just pat them dry in kitchen paper. And then I've just fried these. So just quite a lot of them there. We've got a good, you know.
And a wee bit of butter.
There's absolutely no butter in this recipe.
What?
I know.
This
is like I'm not, no, just, you know.
You don't like yourself.
I think with this recipe, because I just used oil. And then it's, you know, and it's
Spanish.
I think, you know, but look at them. I see
I
that.
I can
there.
Hear them. I can smell
you can
them.
Hear them
can
you
can hear them.
Look, they're lovely golden brown discs. You know, the other thing, I've got a big pan because I did them in two batches. But if you're doing the potatoes, just cover the bottom of the pan with oil, put them in so they're not overcrowding, and let them sit for a while, and then flip them over. And then I took that out, did some more. So this is a good big pan of fried spuds.
And you can see the wee edges have got crispied up.
That's what you want there. See that there, that bit there, where it's just lovely and golden and crisp. And yeah, that's what you want. Now the sauce, tomato sauce. You know when you go out somewhere and you get patatas bravas and they normally just put tin tomatoes on it?
Uh-huh.
And I don't really like that. It kind of, you see, if you have a good spud like this, you want to give a bit of respect. So made a sauce with Ailsa Craig tomatoes. So they're local. They're quite tangy. They're not like a, you know, Spanish tomato, which is, you know,
big fat red.
Yes. So they're just, so there's a bit of onion. There's garlic in this. Sweat that down in oil again, and then a wee bit of put your tomatoes, slice up, cut them in half, and then a wee bit of I put in cumin seeds, and I put in some oregano, and then just sherry vinegar. And just let that come down. A bit more oil, and then blend it up.
And skin the tomatoes or not?
No. And I didn't pass it through a sieve either.
You see, so people, I know. Skin them and seed them and
look,
all
I
that kind of stuff. I couldn't be bothered.
No, but I spent my whole early life doing stuff like that in restaurants, and I couldn't be bothered now.
That's delicious.
Just hit that.
So that's just tomato. Oh, and the cumin.
And hit that. Just a wee bit of cumin.
Yeah.
And then just hit your sauce. So that you're coating that looks beautifully, and you see that smell.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the spuds with that there.
So
you
just the cumin is that. That's the.
You smell the cumin.
Absolutely, that tastes like Spain.
And also, John, I know I don't like dried herbs, but I make an exception for this stuff. This is like a dried oregano. There's a wee bit of that in it. That's a oregano from. It's actually Italian. It's really nice. Yeah,
looks lovely.
Right, so that's our. That's our potatoes.
It's not like my pesto. I was persuaded. I went in to get a coffee. I'll not even name the place where I went to get a coffee, but very persuasive Italian fella, lovely.
Uh-huh.
You know, supporting local business, all that kind of thing. And Have you tried? Do you like pesto? Oh, uh-huh. I just love pesto. Uh-huh. Oh, you have to try our pesto. So, of course, while I'm standing waiting for a coffee, I try the pesto. And it is really nice. And it's a particular type of pesto. I'll not say much about it, but it's delicious pesto. And he says, oh, isn't it lovely? Oh, God, it's great. You know, you're in that wee glow, uh-huh. and he's chatting, you're chatting. Uh-huh. Oh, I says, I'll take a jar of pesto as well, yeah. sure. That'd be lovely for the pasta. Uh-huh. At the PM. I basically needed to remortgage my house for the coffee and the thing. And you're like, no, that was lovely, but I feel it was kind of, I've been done over there.
Do you know whenever somebody does that, you know, and it is, you have, you do have a look, don't you?
Yeah.
You have that look. It's kind of like, the horror is inside you.
Yeah.
Where somebody said, oh, you know, that bag of whatever.
Have you tried this cheese?
Oh, isn't it
lovely?
It's
beautiful. Isn't it really nothing?
And then
it's
you
lovely.
Get the bill and you get a wee bag. And it's like, that'd be £74 for, you know, and you sort of think, right, okay. So, John, these wee kebabs, I just got wee wooden kebab sticks.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, just get a bowl and honey, sherry vinegar, or whatever vinegar you have around. We don't have to go. I've just sort of went a wee bit authentic with this. And I grated garlic, you know, grate it, just peel it. Finely grate it in, and a bit of oil, a bit of salt. Give it a good mix around, and then thread it on to your kebab sticks, and then just take them out and straight on to a really, really hot pan. And you can see that's lovely and golden, really lovely and golden.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that's a wee mixture of the honey and just a really good hot pan, because you don't want, you know, when you're cooking any kind of meat, make sure your pan's smoking hot. I mean, I've put the pan on somewhere and then getting it ready and somebody will come and turn it, take the pan off. And I'm like, what do you do that for? And they're like, oh, your pan's too hot, you know.
I know.
And I think, aye, right. You know, so get your pan good and good and hot. Look at that, look at that there, John. Like that lovely, where the vinegar and the honey have
has
caramelised.
Has kind of caramelised, yeah. And it's got that sticky, yeah, glossy
that's
sort of wee
exactly,
bit on the
pork kebabs. Exactly, like, if it wasn't, you could do these in the barbecue really successfully if it wasn't raining all the time. But, you know, just in case, I think we had summer, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago, for half an hour.
There was yesterday was
so
nice.
So just get ready for it again, if it happens again.
And yeah. what about the wee sticks, though?
Well, those
I'd always be afraid of putting them in the barbecue and the stir fire.
Or soak them in cold water.
Oh, right.
Soak them in cold water for about, soak them in cold water for 20 minutes and then thread them on and you'll be grand.
Mm-hmm.
Or use metal ones. Or just, the other way you're doing this recipe, it's just to take a, you know, open up a pork fillet and cut it in half, or marinate your chops and that.
Uh-huh.
Chicken thighs, fantastic with that. And then you don't have to worry about I quite like when the kebab sticks catch fire. I like a wee bit of drama.
Bit
you know
of
me?
Danger.
I like a wee bit of, I like a bit of flame action. Yeah.
That's really delicious.
Yeah.
And
good.
I mean, it's that wee stickiness about the kebabs.
I think that's
the
that's
I've
the
now
thing.
Finished mine.
Yeah, and that and the garlic is not over, even though there's, I think I did put 4 cloves in that, John, but it's not overpowering.
Oh, it's not overpowering
no,
at all.
No, and I think the honey and, you know, garlic can be quite, you know, sort of get in the back of your throat, but the honey balances it out, and then the vinegar balances the honey out. So it's all about that whole thing, isn't it? Do you like the patatas bravas?
I love the patatas bravas. I didn't realise the cumin is the...
They do. They put...
That's the thing that makes it taste
cumin,
proper,
yes,
Spanish patatas bravas.
And I just love that when you get the nice... I know traditionally patatas bravas are deep fried, but I do have a deep fat fryer. I don't bring it out very often. You know,
stinks
it's just
the house
too
out.
I know it stinks the house out, and it's sort of that thing you don't really want to bring it out, because then you start making Scotch eggs, and then you know,
yeah,
you know what I mean, and you're just getting into that
the road
whole
to
thing,
no town, as we're following
no town. But if you do, I did them fried, and it's a wee bit lighter on the patata bravas, isn't it? You know, sometimes.
And you could also do, if you wanted to go full garlic, you
yes
could do a wee like an aioli or that kind of.
Absolutely, would be lovely with that. Yeah, with the patatas bravas as well. Would be great.
How do you do that? Now, that's like
that's just if you just if I normally start off with an egg yolk, and then twist that with a wee bit of vinegar and mustard, always helps emulsify, and then drizzle in your oil. Now with the garlic bit, what I love to do is just, you know, is to get a whole bulb of garlic, cut it in half, wee bit of oil. And then put it in tin foil and roast it until it's really, and then
just
whisk that in at the end
kind of
into your aioli. Or if you can't be bothered doing that, just buy mayonnaise and whiz that roast garlic into it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. But not the raw garlic, because then that's
no,
good.
Just that
that's
nice
the difference with that is
garlic,
that the garlic
you need
is
to cook,
definitely
yeah
there, but it's like,
yeah, definitely if you cook
it's
it,
subtle.
It's, yeah.
Have you had a chance to barbecue much?
No,
no,
no, I haven't.
So the squirrels will be back in the barbecue then?
There was four of them this morning when I was leaving. Uh-huh. So they'll all be,
But you look after them so well, it's no wonder they're coming around.
Yeah, they're glossy squirrels now, they're very... But anyway...
Look, we're going to sit and enjoy the garlic pinchos.
Lovely, John.
With the patatas bravas, full taste of Spain. We're going to get some for Connor and for Becky as well. Great to see you.
All that needs now is like a nice...
I know what you're going to say.
I was going to say chilled dried sherry. Dry sherry, chilled. What were you going to say?
I was going to say a wee sherry as well.
A wee sherry. I like a wee sherry.
And feed up.
We have another programme to do. Another hour.
That's it from our Cooking with Paula podcast. More from Paula and more from us on BBC Sounds.